Libya Yamamoto attends church with other Japanese Americans in Richmond, California. The 73-year-old often reminisces with her friends about her early childhood memories.
Every morning, we had what we called radio exercise. The Peruvian principal then started to exercise, and he would count in Japanese and lead us an exercise.
Yamamoto was born to Japanese parents who had immigrated to Peru. She was one of more than 20,000 people of Japanese ancestry living in Peru before the outbreak of the Second World War. And the Japanese-Peruvian community changed dramatically after December 7th, 1941.
1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
3 months after Pearl Harbor, the U.S. government began sending Japanese Americans, mostly on the West Coast, to internment camps. At the same time, several Latin American countries, including Peru, also sent their Japanese residents to U.S. camps. In January of 1943, Peruvian police detained Yamamoto's father. The next morning, Yamamoto and dozens of other Japanese-Peruvian families went to the police station.
And the mothers all sobbed silently, and we didn't even know if we would see him again. And they just waved until we couldn't see them anymore.
6 months later, Yamamoto and her family were also deported from Peru.
Boarding the ship was another terrifying time. On the plank, they were lined with soldiers, U.S. soldiers who had guns pointing at us, and we thought we were going to get shot.
Yamamoto was reunited with her father in a detention camp in Crystal City, Texas. The war ended in 1945, but Yamamoto and her family remained in the camp for another 2 years.
Government said, sorry, you're all illegal aliens, you have to leave. You go to Peru or Japan. Well, Peru wouldn't take us back.
She was dismayed to be considered an illegal immigrant. After all, she and more than 2,000 Latin American Japanese were forced to the U.S. against their will. Most internees from Latin America moved to Japan, but Yamamoto, her family, and 300 others fought to stay in the United States. In the 1950s, they were granted permanent residency. Today, Yamamoto is active in Bay Area organizations dedicated to remembering the Japanese-Peruvian internment experience.
Okite, gohan tabemashou. Mami.
Grace Shimizu co-founded the Japanese-Peruvian Oral History Project. In their Bay Area home, Shimizu makes dinner for her 97-year-old mother. Her father died 5 years ago.
My dad was, I feel, a very humble person. When I started to really know more about him, he was in his 90s.
Shimizu wipes tears from her eyes as she looks at a portrait of her father, who immigrated to Peru in the 1920s. Shimizu often asked her dad about his forced deportation to the U.S.
I think the way he mostly expressed it was wartime, shigatakanai, you know, it couldn't be helped, or, you know, like that.
Shimizu believes differently. The Japanese-Peruvian Oral History Project, founded in 1991, is dedicated to telling the truth about internment experiences. The organization also reminds its members to stand up when other communities are under attack. The group spoke up for Muslim Americans in the days following September 11th.
The message of peace and standing with our neighbors who were also under attack because they were targeted as the enemy was so important, because during World War II, our communities know what it meant when others did not stand by our side.
I'm Tyler Seip, reporting from Berkeley, California.